Hi, everybody, and welcome to the very first edition of Mondo Baseball from Rieger World Studios in Berkeley. I'm John Rieger, and with me is analyst Hunter Rieger, and our special guest today, Jake Price. Hi, gentlemen.
Hi, John. Hi, Dad.
Well, let's start off with you, Hunter. What's on your mind this week?
On my mind this week is the Battle of the Bay matchup between the Oakland A's and the San Francisco Giants.
Well, what about it?
Well, the first game the A's won, just as usual, but the second game was the most interesting one. It was a pitching battle, basically. Justin Tuchscher came into the game with a 1.99 ERA and an 8-4 record, leading the league with the lowest ERA. And Tim Lincecum, he had, in the beginning of the game, he had the second most strikeouts in the NL, and then after that game, he had the most.
Now, Tim Lincecum is just a kid, basically, right?
He's 24, and believe it or not, Matt Cain, even though he looks a lot older, is younger than Tim Lincecum.
Tim Lincecum is only 5'10". He's 5'10 in his spikes. He throws 96 miles per hour, but that's a two-seam fastball. That's not a four-seam.
So, Hunter, what is the Giants' victories over the A's this weekend due to the two teams' history with each other?
Well, the A's won the series against the Giants this year 4-2, but this weekend the Giants won two of their games out of three. Rich Aurelia of the Giants today had five RBIs and kind of demoralized the A's. And Joe Blanton, who's been pitching horrible this year, blew it again. He pitched, I think, five innings and allowed seven earned runs.
All right, well, let's turn now to our special guest today on Mondo Baseball, Jake Price. Jake, what did you find interesting this week in baseball?
Jared Weaver of the Los Angeles Angels this week threw a no-hitter through six innings, and then his relief pitcher threw two innings of no-hit ball. However, the Angels lost the game 1-0 on an unearned run where Jared Weaver botched a ground ball, Matt Kemp stole second, and then on the overthrow by the catcher, Kemp went to third, and then on the sacrifice fly by Blake DeWitt, Kemp scored. So the Angels, despite throwing a no-hitter, lost the game.
I've always imagined that actually happening to someone. How many errors were in the game? Two? Three?
There were two made by each team.
Man, that wasn't a well-played game.
This week, the Fresno State Bulldogs won the College Baseball World Series. And joining us now by phone is Coach Dick Bloomer of El Cerrito Youth Baseball in El Cerrito, California. Coach Dick, I understand the Bulldogs' victory had a special poignancy for you.
Oh, indeed, yes. It was some years ago when I played at Fresno State from 1950 to 52. The Bulldogs of 1951 were an excellent team. And the selection process was a little different then. We didn't have feed-in tournaments. And athletic directors selected the team to represent District 8, which was the West Coast. And they selected USC instead of us, although we had beaten USC 2 out of 3 in a series that year.
Now, that must have produced a lot of complaints.
Well, we were heartbroken. But USC was a very good team, went on to win the national championship that year.
Well, so how does it feel for you now, a half a century later, to see the Fresno State Bulldogs come out on top?
Oh, I was very emotional. Actually, there were a number of phone calls from old teammates and things back and forth. We don't quite know how to use email yet. But it was very satisfying.
What was your team's record in 1951?
It was 46-3. We had three exceptional starting pitchers. One fellow missed going, he was assigned a major bonus, but missed going the major leagues because he was wounded in Korea. The other two made it to the big leagues eventually. And then we had a freshman pitcher that was very good that made it to the big leagues about 3 years later. So we had great pitching and very good defense. Couldn't hit. We hit just a little bit, but we could play. And defense and pitching won it for us.
Dick, you mentioned that you had two or three pitchers that made it to the major leagues. Do you remember their names?
Jake Abbott, Lori Bolger, Truman Clevenger, and the guy that was wounded in Korea was Don Barnett.
Well, Dick Bloomer, congratulations. The Fresno State Bulldogs winning the College Baseball World Series after over a half a century of waiting. And thank you very much for joining us, Dick. Well, we're just about out of time for Mondo Baseball this week. Before we go, it's time for our factoid of the week. And Hunter, what you got for us?
This week's baseball factoid is most career game-ending outs from 1957 to 2006. The record is a three-way tie of 116 with Pete Rose, Ted Simons, and Rusty Staub.
These are the guys that made the game-ending outs.
Yeah, like 116. That's a lot.
The only person we've heard of is Pete Rose.
Yeah. Of course, Dave Winfield, Brooke Robinson, and Carl Yastrzemski are right behind him.
Well, gentlemen, we're just about out of time for Mondo Baseball this week. You can email us with your comments and questions at mondobaseball@riegerworld.com. If you tell us something smart, we'll have you on our show. And don't forget to tell your friends about our podcast. For Hunter Rieger and our guest this week, Jake Price, I'm John Rieger. Thanks for listening.